Monty, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Daddy.
I sent you an email on in New York. They're actually doing for children. There's an article on the Secure 2 that I subscribe to, and they have an article on there for children's lunches. They started with a plant-based diet for 2 to 3 days, and the children loved it so much. Now it's full time, 5 days a week.
Wow. What part of New York did this happen in? What part of New York?
You know what? It didn't say. It just said New York. You know, it just said in New York. But it's ages kindergarten to 3 year old. 3 years. I mean, grade three. So that brings it up to like 8 or 9, right? Year old kids. You know, they playing with the younger children, you know, and I mean, they've even gone home and requested some of the meals that they're making, making in school. So I thought that, and I sent you the article anyway.
Oh, good. Okay, great.
Yeah, thought I would share that this morning.
Yeah, Jenny, I'll get to call one of our friends and
Linda Moore
has arrived.
I know he will because he had been on one of them just recently because of health challenges. You know, hey, goodness sakes, why don't you? You know, we can control some of those things, which we can. Wonderful,
right.
But it's good to hear.
I guess they incorporated it because of the obesity in children. And I noticed when they were doing it only, 2 or 3 days, they noticed that the children, were losing weight and being more active and everything. So they, they started to incorporate it. But it was good.
That's great. Well, I've got a funny one I'm going to tell you in a minute. I know people keep clicking in here. I'll wait just a second, but... it's amazing the strides that can be made in a very short time. And I've got one, if I find it right here, that I've got to give you guys. I don't think I gave it to you. Maybe I did already. I don't know. Anyway, it's short. I'll repeat it if I did. I can't remember who I say it to anymore when I repeat it several times. One of the three gals that reside with us, her name is Charlotte also, started on the progesterol. And in 2 weeks of doing it twice a day, a few days she did it once a day. In 2 weeks of doing it twice a day, she went from 192 over 89 to 120 over 59. And her doctor said, whoa, that was very incredible. We don't see that fast a drop normally by any means. So she was pretty excited about that. So that was one more for our records. But we know that, it's like every time somebody started on it, they've seen the same thing. It doesn't really make that much difference because it keeps happening and happening and happening. It's just something that really, really affects it strongly. So anybody you got walking around talking about that needs to know, don't be shy about it. You've got to share this information. How it gets started. Okay, now one for the plant-based diet that I found kind of humorous yesterday. It happened to me. I was out and about and ran into a gal I knew, and she said to me, and of course I'm going to justify this strictly with the clothing that you wear. When it's warm, you don't wear as many layers, so it's easier to see what you really look like underneath. And that's, of course, what I was doing. The weather warmed up dramatically here in the last few days. We're getting into the 80s now during the day. So that means at least one layer comes off. No, I'm just kidding. Several layers come off for me. And anyway, she says, you've lost weight. You're way too thin. Are you sick? And I said, no. driving nuts. She said, are you sure you don't have a thyroid problem? And I said, no, I don't have a thyroid problem. I don't have any reason to think I've got a thyroid problem. And she looked at me and she said, well, you know, this could be really bad, because when I went through chemo and radiation, the people that were thin didn't do so well. It's really hard on them. And when you go through that, you shouldn't be this thin. And I looked at her and I said, when I what? Well, you know, if you have to have chemo and radiation, you know, there's a chance you wouldn't make it through. And I said, wait a minute, let's back up. Do you have any idea why I eat the way I eat? She kind of looked at me and didn't say anything. And I said, it's because I want to be healthy. I don't want to go through those diseases if I can avoid them. And so I do everything in my power to not have to think about going through radiation and chemotherapy. I mean, there's no guarantee in life. And, of course, we've lived much of our life not doing the right things or the best, making the best choices. And she just kind of looked at me blank. I said, I think this time I need your phone number and your, I didn't get her email. I just got her phone number because she lives really close. But she just kind of looked at me really stymied, like, well, I didn't know about such things. Anyway, I thought that was really funny, to plan to go through radiation and chemotherapy, so you better have extra weight on to be able to do that. Anyhow, that's it. Has arrived. After the weekend, some exciting things have happened. Has arrived. Or at least interesting things that happened in your life. No questions, no comments.
No, that was really scary, Char, that she would have no idea that there's ways to prevent instead of putting on weight so that you can go through those horrible things. Wow.
Yeah, I know. That was what hit me, too, that we're so accustomed to accepting it that we prepare for it. You know, I don't think so. I mean, it's preparing to have diseases.
It
doesn't make any sense to me at all.
No.
Anybody else that just came on want to make a comment? Can you tell us how you are doing? Anything new that's happening that you're seeing as far as results, or anything new you've been trying that's working for you? If you modified it a little bit, have you done some extra things?
This is Mary Lou. I just came on late. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, that's fine. We're glad to have you.
I didn't hear what y'all were saying on something else. But anyway, I'll share. I'm still doing real well. And
Linda Moore
has left the conference. And so, as I said, I'm going there in that direction. I still just keep it with my water in the morning, with the pie bag water and the ice cubes. I like about 3 ice cubes in it, and that makes it, you know, real good.
Well, I'm just doing mine with water, and I think it works really good. And I think I said already once before, but for anybody that wasn't there previously, I had my craving for a second one in the same day. I don't think I've ever craved a protein drink instead of, and I'm not just calling this a protein drink, but the other ones were much more so by far, rather than regular food. I don't think I've ever craved that, because I just enjoy a huge variety of foods. And the other day, that's all I could think of that I wanted. I thought, oh, goodness, so I had a half of one. Stuck it in there to get me a little further down the road, so I didn't have to take time to, pull food out and just even do whatever needs to be done to get it on a plate. It was just fast and easy and very simple, very satisfying, and it definitely did do the job. In fact, I was considering carrying it with me, so that I don't have to grab another type of emergency thing, either whether it be vegetables that you have to be concerned about keeping cool, or whether it's, I definitely don't need the bars. Any food, real food would be much better than the bars that are out there. Any bar, as far as I'm concerned, because even the ones that they have to make them tasty. So there's more dried fruit or whatever than I would normally be eating if I was at home. So that's my take on process now. The thought just gets stronger and stronger in my mind as I go, that I can just rely on real food, fresh food, whole food that's not been processed at all, if I'm a little more careful. And other than that would be the KVB, and that sets me up just really great. Anybody?
That's the way I feel. I think it's phenomenal to have it. And like you said, if you just need something else and you're not at home or you're away, just even do one scoop of it with 4 ounces of water. And it really takes care of you. I can't remember if I shared this or not, but one of the first ladies that I sold one of the jars to just called the other day, and that I don't remember if I shared it or not, and she was just, she said, I've just got one or two scoops left, and I need it. Do you have one? And so she came after it, and she teaches. And she'd been sharing it with some people, but she said many of them that weighed a lot didn't want to share, you know, didn't want to try, but she's just great. She says it's even helping her with her arthritis pain.
There you go. Well, you know, when they're off, when the sugar is minus, and processed food that's got other stuff in it, you are going to see that result. I mean, that's, we know that's a given. So that's great, Mary Lou.
But I wanted to share, and she said she'd keep on. She didn't. I tried to get her to go with, you know, other ship or something. She said she'd just try right now, and she just went ahead with where she was and got another one and went on. But anyway, however they do, and she's sharing it with others. So that's the main thing and all.
Somebody asked me the other day how fast that they could get that. Don't take those with this. Oh, you're just taking them for later. I guess. Gotcha. Anyway, what did I start to say? Oh, what
about,
was the other thing?
Four or 5 days, isn't it?
Five.
It's about 5 days shipping for me.
Yeah, they wanted to know how long it took, and I said, oh, I got it immediately, because I find when people make up their mind they want to do it, they want to do it now. They don't go into... They don't go into McDonald's and wait for 3 or 4 or 5 days to get what they order. So I said, that's one that to me is definitely a now thing. So I encourage everybody to keep some on hand just for that reason. On the food note, anybody have anything else? Oh, and it does really feel good to get back into walking again, guys, doing something that's a regular exercise that stresses the muscles a little more than the ones that we're being stressed. I love it. Absolutely love it. On another count on the food, my daughter-in-law, this was good news, really exciting news for me. She told me over the weekend, when I handed her the book that she had long before that she'd like to read, which was Eat to Live, when I was walking around talking about it, she went home that night, started reading, and told our son, her husband, that was it. She said, I'm going back to the, or she was almost there before when she was eating, until she got pregnant. And our son told her that in order to have a healthy baby, she had to eat this real animal stuff. And she started in on it. And it kept going, and then she started gaining weight, and she kept trying to figure out how to keep it off, and she tried all kinds of things. She told me, I was right to begin with, and you wouldn't listen to me after she started reading the book. So she says, I have not, since that night, put one thing in my mouth to violate what he's talking about as far as the animal product was concerned. Now, I know she's gone out and, you know, had probably some bits of processed stuff that she wouldn't eat at home, but the one part that she could be really strong on, because she had done it from the time she was 10 years old. She made the decision, and her parents said yes to it, that she just didn't want to eat that. Now, I don't know what all the reasons were at that time at age 10, but she's a pretty strong-willed gal, and, you know, they, I guess she presented her case in a way that they said, yes, okay, that's fine, and they didn't think it was anything that was going to jeopardize her health, even though they didn't know that much about it, probably. But, you know, maybe they did. Maybe they did some reading. So anyway, that was kind of fun and exciting to know one more on board in the family that really could live by it. So they enjoyed everything I could possibly shoot their way that I've done in recipes and everything else. And so I told her about what Jeannie had said on the call, having her friend do all the chopping and cutting of all the veggies for a week that could be, that were able to hold and keeping in the refrigerator, so whether she was doing a salad or a stir fry, it would be a big portion of the base of it. And that was exactly what my daughter-in-law, Christy, said was, you know, I just spent so much more time on the vegetables. And she said, I just feel like I'm spending too much time. And I said, oh, by the way. And so just sharing that one piece of information, she was excited about it. And she goes, oh, and right there was our 13-year-old granddaughter, who said, she just looked and kind of got a funny grin on her face, and I said, I know what you're thinking, and you get to help do it. But just think, it's only once a week, and it goes so fast. You've already got all the veggies out, and the veggies that they were using, that Jeannie was using, she's on the line, she can help me out. But I know it was carrots and broccoli, and
I was thinking,
pardon?
I'm listening in.
Okay, run through that list again, because I probably missed some when I chopped mine up, and I'm ready to re-chop again.
Well, this is what I made in mine. I put green cabbage and red cabbage, broccoli, and you can use the stems in that too, which is really good. Cauliflower, carrots. Thinking that's about it. You know what? You could use like kohlrabi, that kind of stuff too in there. All of those cruciferous vegetables.
Jicama would be another one that would be good, and I think that would hold good enough in there too.
Yeah, you're right. It would.
At least for a few days. You know, some of them might not hold a whole week because I just, you know, I'm thinking about, but they have, this would be another idea. I know they've got the green containers because when we were down in Austin, the gal we stayed with, Liz Coker, she had these green, instead of green bags, they were green containers. Now, I don't know that there was one that would be big enough by itself to house them, but the other thing that I did was I took the ones that would wilt down faster. Like zucchini, especially the cucumber. Cucumber gets, you know, it doesn't hold it for a full week. And so I cut some of those up and put them in a separate container so that I could just throw, you know, some out of two containers. You could, and then your third one would be your leafy greens. That may not hold a full week. It just depends on how fresh some of these things are when you're able to pick them up. And some of ours are not that long a lifespan on them that Danny picks up from the distributor of the organic food here in the city, for the whole city. They don't, you know, they're either overstock or they're ones that have a closed pull date, or they may be a batch that came in that were, oh, like bruised avocados or something like that. And that would not be one you'd put in, would be the avocado. But just look at it and decide, you know, you guys, everybody knows about how long something lasts. And if it is, put it in one of the three containers, if you do it that way, and you've got your work done for several days. And I really, really like that idea, because the biggest chore is just getting them out and all lined up and you know, starting in on them and repeating that day after day after day, and or even a couple of times a day. I mean, much of the time I'm doing the same veggies twice in one day, parts of them anyway. So I was very excited about that idea, Jeannie, and it went into action for me immediately.
Me too, yeah.
Did I leave anything out that anybody else would like to say? that could go in there that comes to their mind. It's a mandatory one. And, of course, your dressings, when you make those up, like I'm making up a pint and a half of the Caesar salad dressing because we really like that. I mean, the one in Eat to Live is absolutely outstanding. I've never had one that I enjoyed as much. In fact, Jenny would never eat a Caesar salad dressing. And when I throw the Parmesan sprinkles, Parmigiano sprinkles, whatever they are, were named officially to begin with, a little modified, on top of it, and then the bacon chips, oh my gosh. You got a salad that everybody just absolutely goes, good grief. To add to that, I've got a couple of quick ones here. I got as far as making the dressing. Well, actually, I'll give you just the one here. Because I tasted it, and it was really good. And this came from Bob's Red Mill. It's a wheat berry and white bean salad. And I used hard red wheat. I soaked the wheat overnight or for 8 hours and then cooked it. And the next morning it took about 50 minutes to cook up soft. And that's the base. To that you add, when it's cooled, you add a cup, or actually I put a full can of already cooked.
Has left the conference.
Mine were cannellini beans, but it called for whiter navy beans. A little smaller bean had probably been a better idea. Anyway, half a cup of chopped onion, half a cup of sliced celery, half a cup of diced tomato, and that just goes in a bowl, and you've got it all mixed up. And then you mix up... it calls for a half a cup of olive oil. I didn't use that much. I put a fourth of a cup of olive oil and a fourth of a cup of water, Pymag water, of course. 2 tablespoons of lemon or lime juice. 2 tablespoons of white wine vinegar. 2 tablespoons of parsley chopped. This goes in a separate container now because you're going to, this is the dressing. 1 tablespoon of honey mustard. I didn't have honey mustard, so I put just a tiny squeeze of honey in with the Dijon mustard that I used. And 2 tablespoons of minced shallots. I used just red onions. 1/4 teaspoon of sea salt. And with that, you have your dressing. I've whirled it in the Vitamix and poured it over the top of it. And it says chill overnight or for several hours to let the flavors blend. After it's chilled, put on a bed of lettuce or greens. And I thought, how easy is that to have that made up ahead of time and have a salad that you can just pull out? And, of course, this is Jeannie's idea for us, it turns out to be about the way I do every salad, except maybe one that is just nothing but greens, like the Caesar salad, primarily. We like it as a quickie, just without anything but the romaine lettuce in it, which is still good. So that was another one that if you're doing wheat, or you could do spelt, you could do quinoa, you could do, we went to... off the beaten path here. We went to a restaurant on a pub on Saturday after the ball game, one of our grandchildren, and they had had a doctor. I got the story of it, actually, standing talking to somebody I'd never met but had talked to on the telephone. And she recommended this restaurant or pub because a doctor had asked to have a special salad made. And I should have written it down while I was sitting there eating it, but it was pretty simple. It was quinoa as the grain. It was red onion, and it's your onion and red beets, roasted. It was a roasted quinoa beet, roasted beet quinoa salad. That was the title of it. And I thought, this is so simple. And the only thing you have to come up with is the dressing. What kind of a dressing would you like for on it? And they obviously, oh, and there was a chopped tomato in there and chopped celery also. Just a wonderful flavor. Oh, my goodness. I really liked it. The dressing topped it off. And it would have a pizzazz to it also. And it was served on a bed of greens. So this time of year, we can just go crazy with all of the stuff that we can do in doing that. In my conversation with the lady while we were watching the game, she made the comment that her husband had had a heart attack very prematurely because they had a boy that was playing with our grandson. I said, Grandson, what did you think I said? Okay, so anyway, I said their grandson. Okay, he said I didn't say grandson. I thought I did. Anyway, she said that the doctor, after her husband's heart attack, said if you do an 80% plant-based diet, leave out 80% of the animal, you'll be doing really, really well. And she said, we're there. We're doing 80%. And I said, that's great. I said, that is a huge improvement over. And she said, oh, yeah, you know, 80% better than they were. So I said, it was real easy for me just to do, you know, to take it all out except what I get by chance occasionally. Because of the ramifications, you know, to my body, I don't have any taste for it. Obviously, the husband still does. He made some comment. But I said, it wasn't any problem at all for me to take out the animal. I said, I look at it this way. People think they're limited. There's beef in categories. There would be beef. There would be lamb and pork. Those are the heavier ones. And then there's fowl. You could put all of the things that fly or in that category. And then there's fish. So that makes five different things. And I said, and really, for the most part, five different flavors. Yes, one fish is a little different texture than another, but it's still, you know, it's still in the fish category. So anyway, when you look at all the variety of vegetables we've got to deal with and all the different tastes, much stronger than you get in meat, most of the time, we have got, I mean, why would you want to be so restricted to needing that in most every meal or at least twice a day? I see no reason at all. So the substitutes to me are far greater than the base of what we used to use as far as flavor array. And then I just don't like cooking it. I mean, veggies are so much easier to cook and handle than meat, and the precautions that you take, and oh, you know, it just goes on and on. The cleanup after the mess, the fact that it spoils so much faster. I mean, there's dozens of different reasons that, you know, my brain comes up with very quickly as to why I'd never care to go back. I'm not on a diet. This is just the way we eat. And I quoted to her, of the 5.5 billion people on the planet, 4 billion already eat this way, and guess what? They don't have the diseases that we deal with, as well as it being whole food. I guess the only negative you can say, you might use a little bit more of your life in putting it together, to washing the vegetables and chopping them, but to have a little bit more life, or better yet, quality life. So with that, I'm waiting for your comments, and we'll close. You guys are all so quiet, and you aren't just quiet.
I think you said it all.
I said it all. It's time to go to work. I know.
Good information.
And Char, your call and your comments and everything on Vance's Saturday was just great.
thought you did an excellent job, and I need to talk real seriously as soon as I can to Denny or to you on the comment you made with dyslexia.
Okay, I'll put Denny on the phone. Give me your number right now, and he'll call you
three,
back. Right.
5235 24.
I missed some of it.
Has left the conference. It's 325-235-2464, and give me about 10 minutes and then call.
Okay, 325-235-2464.
Yes, his call was excellent Saturday, but your part was very, very good.
Okay, he'll call you back in 10 minutes then.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hi, Char. Thanks for the info.
You're certainly welcome, Mommy. Always like you on the call.
Usually, yeah.
I know. Thanks. Bye-bye. Thank you, Char.
To learn more about Nikan, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.